experimenters that have come here in the past that want to repeat and come back in again and more familiar with it. And new experimenters are coming in, and also the closeout of other facilities in the north. The Canadian facility at Fort Churchill, Canada, on the southwestern shore of Hudson's Bay closed out about 2 years ago. And it's now available as only a campaign-type basis. But nothing's really left there. So this is one of the major facilities left in the Northern Hemisphere, the only comparable facility being in Andøya in Norway, and whereas Poker Flat has 6 launchers, Andøya has 1.
That was Neil Brown, range supervisor at the Poker Flat Research Range. And I'm Karen Sedgo, director of public affairs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, with this week's edition of University Focus. Located 30 miles north of Fairbanks, Poker Flat Research Range is moving into a second decade of operation. Part of the Geophysical Institute, the range is the only university-operated rocket launching facility in the world. Neil Brown said there is renewed interest in Poker Flat's type of work, particularly since the space shuttle program has been delayed. Poker Flat will have its busiest season ever with 12 launches scheduled for this spring.
The first launch is for the Air Force Geophysical Laboratory under sponsorship of the Defense Nuclear Agency. It's an experiment that's been brought here twice before. Each time they've refined the type of experiment. It is a recoverable payload, which is something we're seeing more and more of, that is payloads to recover them, refurbish them, refly them to gain new information, make them a little bit better. This will be the third flight for this system, so that means it's been recovered twice successfully before from here.
This is late January, early February?
Late January. The earliest possible attempt at the launch will be like the 26th of January. Possibly the one will go to about the 10th of February. It'll have to go into a very, very bright aurora, so it'll probably be launched in the midnight hours. And all that'll be visible in the local area will be the launch itself, as a rocket burn as it lifts from the ground up. Later on this spring, we'll have a series of experiments of barium chemical releases, which many people in Alaska have seen in the past. And this will be in March for Dr. Gene Westcott, University of Alaska. A total of 4 experiments will be flown. 2 of them will be flown at approximately early evening hours or late morning times that people are sort of near sunset, sunrise. So people will be able to see those experiments.
The barium release experiments are the most colorful of all the launches from Poker Flat. Brown explained that the colors seen during these experiments acts as a tracer.
It's sort of like you go to the doctor and he gives you a chemical, and then he monitors the progress of this chemical through your body to learn and understand more about how your body functions. In this case, the chemicals are released in the upper atmosphere, and they're moved about by the same forces that move the aurora borealis. So it's by using these chemicals that we can get a better understanding of what's happening in the aurora. And of course, you only get one chance at a time. They're a little expensive, so through the years it may seem like we've done a number of these experiments and we ought to have everything figured out, but you know the infinite variety of the aurora borealis, so each experiment is usually targeted around a particular phase of the aurora we're trying to learn more about.
Looking ahead, Brown said that he expects to see a concentration on use of existing facilities. It's more difficult to start new launching facilities now than it was 10 to 20 years ago, noted Brown, primarily because of the environmental concerns. Increased use of existing facilities will place Poker Flat in high demand. At the same time, Brown sees an increased need to expand certain experiments.
Well, a few years ago, we got quite concerned about ozone and the effect of aerosol spray can propellants on the atmospheric ozone layer, which shields us all from getting sunburned here on Earth. And that program is just steadily built. We're now in the process of calibrating satellites twice yearly, to give them the accuracy they need to monitor long-term small increases in pollution levels in the upper atmosphere. There's been a heavy interest in the ozone layer, in particular in the Arctic in the north. We're now operating, starting this last fall, a weekly balloon monitoring measurement of ozone, as well as calibrating the satellites. So we'll see more interest coming in probably in the atmosphere itself, from the region of the surface of the Earth up to the altitude of the aurora borealis, which is some 70 miles above the surface of the Earth. And that region is a real mixing pot of chemistry and interaction with between the space around Earth, the solar wind, our planetary solar system. The interactions that occur between there and the Earth, we'll probably see an increase in that, hopefully over that'll extend for at least another 10 years.
Neil Brown, range supervisor at the Poker Flat Research Range. Men's and women's basketball action takes place this weekend at the Patty Gym. Game time is 6 for women and 8 for the men. The movie to be shown at 6:40 Friday and Saturday nights in the concert hall is All That Jazz. An Italian film, Till Marriage Do Us Part, will be shown Sunday night in Scheibel Auditorium. Monday is the last day for late registration for classes. The next hockey action is scheduled for the last 2 days of the month, January 30th and the 31st. I'm Karen Sedgo, and this has been University Focus from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where education and research face tomorrow today.
University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office at KUAC-FM.